They're coming out with a That 90s Show.
I heard about that.
Yeah. Red and Kitty are back. They're gonna. I think it's on Netflix. I don't know if it's out yet.
Red and Kitty are back?
Red and Kitty and as grandparents, and it's the focus is their grandkids growing up in the 90s. So unclear who of the Eric Foremans and Donna and everyone, if any of those actors are going to come back for it. But I'm interested what they will nail as far as what it was like to grow up in Wisconsin in the 90s. I was a little young, like I was like a kid and not a teenager yet in the 90s in Wisconsin. So I'm not sure I have as much insight, but those who are 10-ish years older than me might be able to judge the show on its merits of how much they nail it or not.
Yeah, I really like the show, and I think it's funny they're not bringing what's his face back. Not really funny. It's just absolutely horrible that they're not bringing him back because he's a horrible abuser.
The curly David. Yeah. No.
But exactly. He's already
can't
been
remember his name because yeah, he exactly. really didn't do anything after that show.
No, didn't, and rightfully so because not a good person from what I understand.
Yeah, there's a lot of those out there. As you might have picked up on.
I've heard about those people.
There's a lot of good people everywhere, a lot of bad people everywhere. Sometimes they're more concentrated because they have more power and they abuse it in certain situations.
Danny Masterson.
Talking about abusing power.
I got it. Danny Masterson. I figured it out. Let's abuse power now.
Not David. Danny. Yes. DD. Let's play Ron Johnson getting caught in his own tactic to try to not have to talk to a journalist because it's pretty funny.
Know about what your chief of staff was doing with the alternate slates of electors? No, you're not. I can see your phone. I can see your screen.
Your ruse, your cunning attempt to trick me.
Oh, good call. You know what's funny is I, on one of my As Goes Wisconsin videos, literally a year ago, because Juneteenth in Milwaukee last year in 2021, Ron Johnson attended. And there was, you know, he talked to some people. And the truth is, I actually kind of give him credit for showing up because he did get booed and he did. But I was just like, it was a weird move that he showed up. And I grabbed the clips of him on the street talking to people in Juneteenth and him like having protesters trying to talk to him and being like people trying to get into space. And then I just put the Curb Your Enthusiasm music behind it because that's all I could think of. That's what I think of with this same clip of him pulling out his phone, pretending that he can't. I'm sorry. Just ignore him. Isn't that what you do anyway?
Totally
like, I'm
David.
Not going to talk to you. I'm walking in my car.
Yeah. Just ignore. Just say no comment. I'm not going to talk about it. This is him at the Juneteenth parade, by the way.
This isn't very nice, is it?
This is a very nice booing me.
Getting booed.
I don't know. I mean, the fact that he's throwing his chief of staff under the bus, because who's no longer working for him, and we heard anything from the former chief of staff?
I haven't checked that lately, but it's a telling thing. He goes through and he throws. First of all, it wasn't even my chief of staff. It was his first day, and he was
an intern or something.
He was from the White. He tried to talk about it. It was staff to staff. And I'm like, that's what the guy in the bathroom told you. But no, staff to staff. I'm telling you about this. It's not me. It's nothing to do with me. It's all interns. It's just these are interns. You got to remember.
Blame the intern.
But then he turns around. And he says this. But this chief of staff, who it is? That was from the White House. His first day, and he came from the White House, and then we didn't deliver it anyway. Like, he realized halfway through that he just threw the White House under the bus as the reason why. It's amazing.
I mean, it's funny because I a lot of the articles that covered this yesterday, they have an image of. I mean, I don't know if it's a recreated image because you know there is no blue or green bubbles to know if it was an iPhone or an Android. But literally the text being Johnson needs to hand something to the vice president. Please advise. What is it? Alternate slate of electors from Michigan and Wisconsin because archivists didn't receive them. Do not give that to him. New number, who dis? Do not talk to me.
Very good job. Please, you wrote that down. How good? How good? Did you know that Manafort got caught because he didn't know how to convert a PDF? That's the whole.
I mean, isn't that like most people over 55?
But that's how it. That's how this whole thing is going to be brought down. Can you imagine if somebody was competent and did this?
Yeah. Sheesh. I don't know, man. Like, and the thing is, I will say this. I said before that I'm an optimist. I certainly have felt like they're all, I mean, we always talk about Teflon Trump, but it kind of feels like they're all Teflon, right? Like the only people who've actually been charged and are in jail are people like the pawns who showed up. Right. And the people who just believed this so wholeheartedly and were duped into thinking that they were actually saving the country are really the only people who are actually in jail right now. Right. Has any actual elect like person who had power? Have any of them been?
I mean, Giuliani's been, he lost his law license. Right. And he's been shamed.
Drunk Giuliani.
He was drunk inauguration night. The first one. When they didn't think they were going to win and he didn't think he was going to get interviewed. Yeah, he's been drunk since then. That poor guy. I don't really think he's a poor guy. I'm not saying America's poor guy. There. I take that out. Yeah.
But yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I would hope. I am hopeful that as all of this comes to light. And again, we go back to what I said before, is that there's those of us who are watching this with bated breath and hoping that this makes a difference. I think there's a lot of people. It's good to rehash everything that kind of was like a slow trickle over the last year and a half of what's been found, and to have it condensed and basically put into story form in the way that our brains now consume content, and putting it into a sequential timeline of events and who did what, and like actually being able to look at it holistically. Is it enough to make a difference in the midterms? Is it enough to get anyone like prosecuted and convicted and not able to be in an elected position ever again? I'm hopeful, but I'm not confident. I don't know how you feel.
I'm hopeful as well, mostly because Merrick Garland's reputation has been to be completely quiet, tight, and sealed until he's ready to go, and then it's all laid out, you're done. I'm hoping,
fingers crossed. All right, well, that about does it for my first guest host for the day, I mean for the show, which this was just flew by. I was a little nervous coming in. I was like, where are we gonna go with this? I've never done this. I've never hung out with Brian before, but this was very fun. Thank you so much for a great conversation. Thank you to everyone who called in and gave us their thoughts. Again, I am Kristen Bry from Asgos, Wisconsin, which you can find at Asgos, Wisconsin on all social media. And I'll see you next time.